The group that wrote the letter is called the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas. It's part of the state's Department of Natural Resources. It has a dozen members, and they're appointed by the governor and both chambers of the state legislature. In a three-page letter to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the group expresses a number of concerns about companion bills, one in the U.S. House sponsored by Don Young and one in the U.S. Senate sponsored by Murkowski, that would convey thousands of acres to Sea Alaska. The Regional Native Corporation is entitled to land selections under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but the bills in Congress now offer up lands that are outside the original boundaries set in the 1971 legislation. The measures have brought about adamant support and opposition and have prompted heated debate across Southeast Alaska. The letter from the Citizens Commission is dated November 4th, and it says the group was frustrated by the lack of information it found on the bill. It says there wasn't enough publicly available data to assess conflicting claims about whether Sea Alaska could get enough timber from within the original ANCSA boundaries. It says much of the land identified for selection comes from areas the Forest Service is planning to use for projects in the next 5 years, and the commission says the bill, as is, would hinder the Forest Service's ability to supply timber to existing local mills. The commission also strongly opposes the conservation areas established by the bill, which would put more than 150,000 acres into permanent conservation. The commission argues that adding additional acreage would further impact the timber industry. A prominent Southeast environmental group also has problems with the conservation areas in the bill, but for very different reasons.
They don't go far enough.
Lindsay Ketchell is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC.
We understand that there's already been a fair amount of wilderness designation that has occurred in Alaska. And a lot of that wilderness in Southeast, I think in the letter it mentions 40%, is really rock and ice. And for us, we really believe that if you want to have vital fishing industry, you want to have wild salmon runs, you want to have vibrant deer to be able to hunt and fish, you have to have habitat protection balanced with economic development. And those two need to be balanced to ensure both can thrive.
Beyond that disagreement, Ketchell says SEAC agrees with most of the letter, especially concerns about access to the land. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris responded to the Citizens Commission in a written statement saying, quote, "It is alarming and unbecoming of a professional organization to make assumptions without looking at the facts and conferring with Sea Alaska." He says Sea Alaska could indeed select land from within the original ANCSA boundaries, but that those existing areas include sensitive locations such as Craig's Municipal Watershed and high subsistence areas. He says, quote, "Sea Alaska can only surmise that the commission supports logging in the Craig Municipal Watershed or high fisheries habitat such as the Setuck River, Eek Inlet, and Yakutat Forelands," unquote. He also claims that the commission reached erroneous conclusions regarding the bill's impact on endangered species and the commercial guiding industry. The letter from the Citizens Commission represents a new voice in the chorus of opinions about the Sea Alaska bill.
But all of the things they bring up are part of the negotiations that the bill is currently undergoing.
Robert Dillon is a spokesman for Murkowski. He says the letter has some valid points, including concerns that the Sea Alaska selections would decrease effectiveness of the conservation strategy in the Tongass, and therefore require two additional species to be listed under the Endangered Species Act, or ESA.
About, you know, bringing up, you know, exposing Southeast to ESA lawsuits from outside environmental groups for the wolf and other animals as well. And we believe that, you know, some of the issues we've been working on with the Forest Service and others will address that issue.
As for the bill itself, he says negotiations are continuing at the staff level and that the text is always changing.
The maps, the land selection areas, are part of a back and forth negotiation. So, you know, it may be this many acreage on this island one day, and, you know, that may get cut in half or change every day. And so right now we're just in the process of negotiating. And as soon as we have something that the Forest Service and the Democrats will agree to in principle, we'll remake the maps and put it back out there.
Dillon says land bills often get grouped together and passed as a package, but it's too early to tell what will happen to the Sea Alaska measure. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.